Okay, oh, we got minutes.
There we go. Do you announce today's party session?
Okay. Good morning, everybody. This is the 17th of October, 2019. This is an early morning special meeting of the UCF chapter of the United Faculty of Florida bargaining team, meeting with the BOT bargaining team, and I guess we will start by handing out the minutes from our last meeting.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm going to keep a copy for myself, so.
Always do that. I pass copies on and I keep them for myself.
Oh, okay.
I did the same thing. I had to steal hers back.
If John needs another one.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right. Hearing no objections or corrections needed from either party, the minutes are approved. So on, I think, the agenda for today.
First,
sure.
You already got this by email, but I'm going to go ahead and send you procedural.
Thank you.
Physical copy of it.
Okay. And I will hand these out to our team. You got some, okay. I've got an extra copy I can give to somebody on your team. I think our agenda for today was we were going to discuss salaries,
mm-hmm.
and also the impact bargaining proposal
impact.
That.
Mm-hmm.
That UFF brought to the table last time.
Yes.
And you saw the notice, I hope, that went out.
Yes.
About.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
you had one question about the threatening email?
Well, no.
About that?
I was just, yeah, there was just a question of, on Friday, after the notice had gone out, mm-hmm. there was an additional email sent by Ethics and Compliance to individuals who did not complete it. And they said that their individuals who would not complete it, their names would be given directly to the president.
I think that email. Okay, they. I mean, people in our office keep getting emails saying, mm-hmm. you know, you need to comply, and you haven't complied, and they're just sending mass emails out at this point. But they should be stopping it at this point.
That was the last email.
Oh, okay, good.
Last Friday, but that one was a particular concern.
Yeah, I didn't know they were going to do that, but it probably was already
right
headed out before
queued up
before ours got out. So, but we got it out. Listen, for us, that was miracle timing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
You don't know how long it takes to get something out on our side.
Yeah.
So
and we appreciate it. We appreciate
yes.
that you asked me that quick.
I went. I went to the provost and her team, and I said, "This has to go out today." and they were like, "Okay." Because I'm never that emphatic about something. It's no big deal. So. Our side talked about the proposal, and there was reluctance to extend it to the end of the semester, but we were in agreement that they were willing to extend it to November 22nd, which is the Friday before Thanksgiving. So it gives people a lot more time, and quite honestly, you know, they felt like that was adequate time. We will provide all materials and or manuals in print if you request it. They're in the Office of Compliance, Ethics, and Risk, and you can get one there. And you're not going to be penalized for failing to complete the training. I think you're already allowed several attempts. That was a and they didn't feel like they wanted to try to do in-person training all over the place. They just said that was at this point didn't have the manpower or the ability to train that many people. And if you can do it online or on in print, mm-hmm. they didn't think you really needed a special session, to a narrated session with somebody. So that's what the provost and the vice president for compliance, ethics, and risk, I still have a hard time saying that, it's a mouthful, office, we're willing to agree to. So, you know, I'll let you have time to think about that. Do you want to take a caucus right this minute, or do you want to talk about salaries?
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so our proposal, as I indicated, was probably what we were going to do. I've talked to the president, I've talked to the provost, and I've talked to the CFO, and they have money set aside to provide the same $1,000 payment to the union that they're giving everybody else. You will be the only people on campus who will have also gotten an across the board raise. So I suspect we'll get some blowback from other people who only got the $1,000, but I know you thought you were going to get more, so you know I'm not saying that that's a great thing. I wish we could have given everybody an across the board raise, and I wish I could have gotten you the extra money, but it was not in the cards this year. And what do we got here? Oh, I thought there was another child coming in. It looked like a stroller for a minute, and I thought, we got it. So that's basic cover. You would get it. Now, my understanding is that you will need to ratify. Your group will need to ratify that. So I did bring a copy of an MOU that we could sign today if you agree to that. If we can get it ratified, and I can, you know, I've already put in a call to Maureen Bender this morning to talk to the chair of the Labor Committee about trying to do a quick special meeting of the board. We can get this done fairly, we know, by the first week of November. It would hit your paychecks the same day that it would hit everybody else's, which is November 22nd.
Okay.
If we can't get it ratified by that time, it would probably hit the following pay period. Just because of the logistics involved. But thankfully, because we did give you guys the 1.25, mm-hmm. they already have, we're using the same criteria as we used for that. So that data is already uploaded, downloaded, mm-hmm. I don't know, into the HR's computer system. So there won't be any, we won't have to run out and collect information and all that. They've already got everybody who'll get it. It'll just be a quick, you know, it's much easier for them to do that. So
November 22nd is turning out to be an important date. That's when the proposed for ethics training
So you finish your ethics training, and as a reward, you get a $1,000 bonus that you can go out and spend on Black Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I never. You know, I can remember a time when I used to do that, but
so Sherry, the MOU that you brought today is that proposal. Would you mind if we
I will hand that out to you, and you can look at that. And I'm sure you probably want to have a caucus and discuss all of this. So I will. I think I made 9 copies of this, so I'm just going to give you all of them. I'll keep one. I think 8. And we will vacate and let you guys talk about it.
Okay.
Will you
be in general counsel?
We'll be in general counsel this week.
Okay. We'll come and get you.
Okay. Oops, sorry.
Or thank you, Sherry.
Yeah, sure. It is warm in here. These people, especially. It didn't seem that warm, but then you start gathering people around.
Am I like perspiring? Because I'm going through the change.
I guess we turn these little lights off, which helps.
Oh, yeah.
Those are really
bad. Yeah, they're bright. Well, and these chairs, how hard it is to get those.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
They're on. Yeah. Oh.
This one isn't.
Oh, it's not. You're right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. This is what we have as a counter proposal. So this is the negotiation number two. So do you have a copy? Everyone has a copy?
Yes.
Okay, on this side. All right. Number two. Do you have one? Okay.
So for the recording, the salary.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah,
so for the reporting, do you
want to say that? Yeah, so for the reporting, just keeping the same structure as salary proposal number one. And Cherry, we first want to thank you for bringing the MOU, for bringing the proposal that you did.
Mm-hmm.
And telling us who you talked to and kind of walking us through where we were and how that number was reached. So in proposal number two, we take that number that you have set aside, that $1,000 one-time payment, and our proposal number two makes that an across-the-board permanent increase. Kind of. So you have, the Board of Trustees has the money set aside right now to fund the increase, and then would be also going into next year, has the ability now to pre-plan how that looks going into the future. That's our proposal number two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, okay, I can tell you two things right off the bat. I don't have the authority to agree to this today. I'll have to go back and talk to the people that I've talked to before. And because of that, I think the likelihood of getting this approved and ratified and in everybody's paycheck by November 22nd is slim to none.
Okay.
So if it gets approved, and I'll just be honest, I'm very doubtful that it will, but if it does, it will be delayed, just sheer logistics of it. So, but I will take it back, and I will see if there's any interest in doing this.
Okay, so you're not authorized to make
I'm not authorized to make any recurring dollars available.
Okay.
All I'm authorized to do is make one-time money available.
Okay. And then there's no way to figure out if you can get that authorization during our bargaining session today?
Give him a call.
I'll see. I mean, I can, if you want to just hang out here for a while, I'll go see if I can get the, I know I can't get to the president. I don't know where the provost is this morning. I saw her in the ladies' room, but she was headed off to a meeting.
Okay.
But I can at least talk to the CFO and, or the assistant to the CFO and the second in command and see if I can reach the provost, but.
Okay. I think
we're willing
to wait.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
So, quickly returning back to okay. So, with the impact bargaining, we just had a question: if there was a state deadline for completing the ethics training.
No, there's no state deadline.
So we were asking as a favor for our faculty if it's possible to extend it until December 20th so that people could have time to turn in grades on December 16th. I mean, we'd even be able to go to December 17th. Would that be appropriate? Because people want to be able to turn in their grades and then do the ethics training.
I will take it back. I will tell you I don't think they're going to agree to that because the president was the one who really wanted to get it in October because
is
a Board of Trustees mandate, and he is feeling very under pressure from the Board of Trustees, so Rhonda had to fight to get him to go to December to November 22nd. So, but I'll take it back.
Okay.
And ask him.
Okay.
Tell him about how much pressure effectively you feel to get our actual jobs done and doing it after teaching it all the time.
Well, I'm not sure that that's going to have much effect on him.
And maybe if you could move it to the MyUCS site instead of the WorkForce site.
Hmm.
She had a preference as well, her technical preference, but it's okay. Yeah. We hadn't written that before. But the others we agreed to. It was just the date, if we could extend it, if they'd be so kind to extend it so that faculty
we've
have an opportunity to read through the 3 hours.
We've had over... We've had about 8,000 people finish it by now,
oh, okay.
So that's why
you're
it's.
Be more scared.
That's, but, yeah, but,
yeah,
yeah.
I
would
say
but,
that's after sure. saying that getting an email from Ethics and Compliance, we're giving your name to the president. That's
yeah. Well, because the president has made a real high priority.
That's a really
of this.
Big stick, and especially
yeah.
since we're bargaining the date for this, to
yeah.
have that email sent. You know,
but,
and,
yeah.
but yes, that's a really big stick. So yes, you probably saw looking at the data a lot of movement. On Friday.
But we agree on the other points, just that if it could be slightly extended, just
okay.
if they had more.
that's a whole month more, but okay,
yeah,
I'll
okay.
ask. I have talked to everybody but the president, but
mm-hmm.
I can tell you when the CFO and the provost are in agreement, they're not. The president's going to go with the CFO and the provost. The answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
So
for a recurring $1,000, which actually for some of your members, especially your lower paid people, would end up being more than
mm-hmm.
the 1.2%.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
so.
But it's the same amount of money.
Except that
it's
recurring.
Yeah.
Right, it's recurring, but I think the you know, we went with the flat amount of money versus the 1.25
mm-hmm.
because you indicated that there was already the $1,000 set aside
for this.
So another way to look at it, for example, if at the $1,000 perspective, if we did a raise, okay, by the time we negotiated it to take effect, we're looking at half the year. So it's, and essentially you're paying $500 for the rest of the year. So that's just very
okay.
disappointing to hear from the
well,
board
I mean,
trustees
if we
side.
Were able to agree to $1,000, now you'd get it at the same time everybody else is getting it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And okay. you've already gotten
correct
the 1.2%. So at any rate,
okay.
I can only do what I can do, but that's the answer.
Okay. So no to any reoccurring funds.
No to any reoccurring funds.
All right. Can we have a
you
may
have
a moment?
Have
a
brief caucus.
We can just step outside.
We're going to step outside? Okay.
We'll step outside.
All right. We'll step outside.
Thank you.
Yes, we're on.
Yes, we're on.
Sherry, we really appreciate you making the calls and the conversation and the answer as quickly as possible. I'd like to just put a what do we call it? A take it or leave it deal. Let's put a time limit on this deal if you're interested, okay? Because we're trying to problem solve. We're hearing the problems. We know a lot of it's budging looking ahead, all right? And I'm going to take a hit on this, and I'm going to have to explain it to our members, but I'm willing to go there because we'd like to get a deal done. Okay? A one-time is right now just looking impossible for us.
Okay.
We want money added to our base salary. What if it was $500? My thinking for that is, the concern that I'm hearing is that we have $1.7 million. To give that. I'm basing this on 1,700 faculty, right? $1,000, 1,700 faculty. Is my math right? 1.7 million?
Chuck can tell you I can't.
Pretty good.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, what I'm hearing is we have $1.7 million to give to faculty. We don't have $17 million to give faculty over 10 years. And that's what I'm hearing it that way. And so I'm thinking, well, what if we split the difference? We're looking at $8.5 million over 10 years for faculty. We're looking at the first 2 years of the $500 already paid for with what you say has been budgeted with a one-time offer. That gives our budgeting committee, everybody else, 2 years to plan to figure out how to make up the difference over the 8 years of $8.5 million minus the $1.7 million. You know, we're saying it's giving the budgeting committee 2 years to figure out where we find $500 per faculty member to cover moving forward. Is this something we could make a call about, find out, and is this anything that you're interested in hearing or keeping open as a limited time discussion? Because I also want to be clear that this isn't our next bargaining position. you know, we're happy to return to where we're at and continue to negotiate, you know, where we, with the know that you gave us and what our last offer was. This in no way would be our next offer, but if we can get a deal done.
So you want a deal, you want to know today?
what kind of a timeline do you need in order? I want to press you, I know you've already made some calls, but...
I can tell you that if I'm not going to be able to get a deal done for any recurring money today. You know, I'll take it back. I'll let you know. I can, if the answer, I can let you know by email what the answer is. Mm-hmm. And then we can come, and if there's a, we can have a meeting, you know, whichever way it goes, and either sign off on it or make your next offer. I don't know.
We're in agreement there should be a deadline to hear back about this?
Yeah.
Not just come back to the next session about this, mm-hmm. right? We're okay with that?
Yeah.
So sure. What do you want the deadline to be?
What time can you give us? Because between all the
Would Monday be a possibility?
Yeah.
Monday, 5 p.m.? 5
sounds
good.
Yeah,
okay.
That's fine.
And then if the answer is no, we're ready, willing, and able to continue negotiating immediately.
Mm-hmm. At that point, we'll have a session scheduled for
October 29th, just the following
just
Tuesday.
12 days from then?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But even before, we're willing to meet before the 29th.
If the answer, whichever way the answer goes, we're not meeting again until the 29th. I mean, if it's
okay.
A yes answer, and we're just coming to sign papers.
Okay.
But there's no point in going beyond. There's no point in
doing
all these interim meetings because we're at a point now where there's not a lot of room to go here, folks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to make it abundantly clear if we're ready. You know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're willing to meet. We're willing to meet before the 29th if we feel that's necessary. Because in our previous meeting, we said that our salary was a priority. And
So I just have a question procedurally. So if the answer is yes, wonderful, we'll meet. If the answer is no, when would you like us to send your next proposal? On October 29th?
Whenever you want to. You can present it at the meeting on October 29th. You can send it beforehand.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate you working to get an answer on this.
Yeah,
yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
And you know, Monday, if you think that...
Oh, I don't think there'll be a problem with that.
All right.
Oh.
We take a hit on that one. I've got to explain it to people, but I think it's, you know, I'm trying to find a solution, create a problem solving solution together here. And the way I offered it, you know, is
I understand.
Something else, you know.
Okay.
See if
I understand. Just like you represent the
bond.
You have
membership, yeah.
You have your imperatives, I have mine.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't always match. So we just have to see.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's negotiation.
That is why it's called negotiation.
Think of it in a positive way.
All right. Thank you.
I'll check on a later deadline, but don't hold your breath.
Okay.
Understood.
Because
understood.
This is
completely
a high
understood.
Priority for the president
mm-hmm.
and the
oh,
bot.
Okay. All right.
So.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
okay.
you.
Well, Sherry.
I know. But
so you'll let
they're
us
not
know.
Always the most.
So for the date, you'll let us know by when.
I'll tell you the same. I'll tell you on Monday as well.
Okay. All right.
So, regardless of. Salary, because they're the two different things. If we wanted to schedule something, if you hear back from the date, we can schedule something and sign something.
If it's positive, yeah.
If
it's affirmative, then we can
sign.
It's fine.
We can
but
do that as
Sherry
well.
I think Sherry is not too positive about that. Yeah, that's just letting you know.
And I would like to say, if something like the ethics training is such a high priority for the president and the Board of Trustees, we'd love to get to a place where we operate as a state and with the union, where if it's that high a priority, mm-hmm. then the president and the board of trustees called for a meeting with the union. We need to get to the table. We need to talk about training that needs to be implemented, mm-hmm. what that's going to look like, and how it's going to impact faculty, and negotiate a deal on that. Because it is extra work above and beyond the work.
Well, it's extra work above and beyond for everybody.
Yeah. So just the messaging is like,
but we're
most
a union
people heard.
I know you are.
Just let me just say, like, what I heard from different members and stuff was they were very frustrated because the message came during Hurricane Dorian when people were busy and stressed, and I think that's what also created a lot of PTSD, and a lot of anger
created
about
for a lot of us.
Yeah.
I looked
exactly,
at that and I
exactly,
said, what
yeah.
the?
Exactly. Yeah. I got a lot of special
it.
Messages from that. So yeah. I mean, that was why the people
okay.
wanted to know if they could get an extension too.
Sure.
But you know, as soon as they like in the future, like if they get something like a state mandated order where they say you must do this, let us know right away so that people have an opportunity to be able to do this and not just hear during hurricane time that they need to do this within 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, that's.
I understand.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah. I know you do. Yeah.
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.